Welcome back to Radio Captain U, the podcast of CaptainU.com. I'm Avi Stopper. Well, we launched our website, and if you haven't joined, please sign up at CaptainU.com. We've had a great initial response, so I just wanted to say thanks to everyone who signed up, and also thanks to those who have sent in their feedback for how we can make the site even better. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk with one of the players on Captain U. We'll also talk with our critic in residence, Brian Raffaelli, and get his mid-season report on all the goings-on in Europe. First up is Kelly Shulman, one of the players on Captain U. She's a junior and, quite frankly, has the best profile I've seen on the site so far. So I figured why not give her a call and see what's up.
I play forward. I'm at speed, and I'm starting to play some more defense and mid and everywhere. I can use both feet. I read the field really well.
What do you like about playing forward?
The scoring and taking people on one-on-one.
So you like to dribble at people?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player? I mean, who do you aspire to play like?
Brandi Chastain.
So maybe you're more of a defensive-minded player?
To an extent. I guess that's probably why my coach keeps putting me back on defense.
Tell me a little bit about your team.
Well, it's new this year. We just combined within our area. We're Illinois Fusion. And they're a combination of grades. I'm the oldest in our thing. We've got U16 and one U15, which is my sister. We're brand new. Most of them have played together, but I haven't played with many of them.
So do the other players look to you for wisdom and advice?
Yeah, I'm the captain.
What would you say to date was the biggest moment in your soccer career? What was the biggest game that you've played in or biggest goal that you scored?
Well, it'd probably be this past season for high school. We played our rivals, Normal West, and we were the underdogs. And I scored the winning goal.
All right. What was the final score?
1-0.
Was that like in the state tournament or something?
It was the inter-city tournament, so we won inter-city.
Finally, tell me a little bit about your college soccer ambitions.
I'm hoping to play somewhere. I don't really care what level, but I'm hoping to play a decent amount somewhere where I hopefully can do interior designing. That's my goal for the academics and stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
That was Kelly Shulman. Next up on the show, we have a mid-season report from Europe with our critic, Brian Raffaelli. Raf, okay, so I have to give it to you. You predicted months ago, actually, I think even before Steve McLaren was fired, that England would hire Fabio Capello. Why?
That's true.
I give credit where due.
I'm also biased. I'm a big Capello fan. Being a follower of Italian soccer and whatnot. He's had success with all the teams he's coached, and the types of teams that he's coached have been basically international caliber teams. You know, Juve, AC Milan, Real Madrid, where you put all those players together, an international squad. And if you look at the previous England managers, none of them have had that kind of experience. I mean, aside from Ericsson, all the domestic managers haven't. McLaren coached at Derby and then an assistant at Man U, then Middlesbrough, which you can't compare.
But how is a coach who's spent his whole career coaching clubs, how is he going to adjust to, you know, being able to see his guys once a month coaching at the national level where you don't have that sort of exposure to the players?
I mean, I think he's going to adjust pretty well. I mean, he's going to go and watch the game. He's going to follow the game. He's been doing that already. He's only doing a job a week. I think that the most important thing in the England situation especially is that he needs to build a team for the future and have to stop pampering all these superstars. And that's where his experience with these other premier teams have come into play.
Well, speaking of superstars, the gazillion-dollar question on everyone's minds is, will Beck's get his 100th cap?
I think Beck's going to captain the side, actually, yeah.
You think so?
I think so, especially in a friendly. You know, they had their differences, Capello and Beckham at Real Madrid, but I think in the end there was a mutual respect. And Capello's already been quoted as saying that Beckham is probably going to be in the squad, if not captain it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be good. I mean, Beckham was obviously, you know, one of their better players in the last couple of qualifiers and, you know, rightfully deserves his chance to play.
New topic. Kaká was recently named the World Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Some would say somewhat controversially, beating out Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. What do you think about that?
That's a tough call. I mean, there's no doubt that those two are the top two players in the world.
Do you think Messi makes it a trio? Does he belong in the same breath as those two guys?
Messi's a good, but the thing with Messi is that he doesn't put up the numbers that Kaká and Ronaldo scores in terms of goals. I think Messi's more of a creative midfielder. You know, he does a lot of, you know, he'll start the play, so he'll run that, you know, beat two or three guys, you know, play it off, and there'll be two of them, and then, you know, he'll start the play. And that's how goals will be scored and created. Whereas Ronaldo and Kaká are going to be the guys that are, you know, beating the guys, finishing it off. You know, they give him more carte blanche with their teams. Because you look at the teams that they play for, you know, Man U and AC Milan, compared to Barcelona, I think Barcelona, player for player, has got more talent.
Yeah, Messi's they're unbelievable.
Messi's not required to do as much, whereas Ronaldo and Kaká are kind of the focal where they're, you know, if they don't perform and they don't produce, the team's not going to win.
Yeah.
Whereas Messi, if he gets lost in the mix, they've got a squad of, you know, 15 to 16 players that can step in, especially, you know, Henri and Etou and Ronaldinho. I mean, you can't compare the cast of any other team with that team.
Yeah.
So,
but still, okay, so back to that core issue. I mean, Kaká named World Player of the Year. He skipped out on Copa America. AC Milan is doing terribly in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, is it deserved?
I mean, there's no doubt that he had a great year. You can't take it away from him. I mean, personally, I think Ronaldo's a better player. I think if you take Ronaldo out of Man U squad and take Kaká out of AC Milan squad, I think the effect would be more dramatic and felt by Man U than for AC Milan. And I think Ronaldo overall was just, you know, I think he had more goals and just he had better than overall numbers. But for some reason, Kaká seemed to be the poster boy for a lot of the coaches.
Yeah, it seemed like it was already sealed and in the bag, you know, signed, sealed, and delivered well before the award ceremony even began. I mean, Kaká is just, he's awesome. I mean, he's great to watch.
I mean, it wasn't a total shock. I mean, it's not like, you know, a guy won the award that shouldn't have won it. I mean, he definitely deserved it. I mean, there is a case for Cristiano Ronaldo, but coaches, that's the reason his votes, you know, coaches, you know, voice their opinions.
All right, so here we are at the midpoint in the English Premier League season, seasons, I guess, all throughout Europe. But I know you follow England more rapidly than any others. Who do you think, if you had to predict now, who do you think is going to win the league, and who do you think will round out, say, the top five?
Wow, good questions. As much as I hate to say it, I think Man U is going to end up coming out on top here.
This, of course, coming from a Liverpool fan.
I'm a big Liverpool fan. You know, the boys are down, I think. But, I mean, Arsenal's got a great squad, but I just think they're too inexperienced and not tested enough to really hold on for the season. I think player for player, Man U's got a more solid squad overall and play just as good a brand of football as Arsenal. So, definitely vote would be Man U. In terms of the top five, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that Chelsea... Man U and Arsenal are going to finish in the top three. I would say Liverpool will probably hold on, finish in the top five. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say either Aston Villa or Blackburn are going to get the fifth spot.
That's bold.
Yeah, it's bold, but I think both have a lot of young talent that play, you know, a quality brand of soccer with good coaching, and I think really could step it up a gear. You might be saying Portsmouth, but that's another team that's going to be hit with six or seven guys gone for a month in the African Nations Cup, and I think they're going to take a step back in the second half as a result of that.
Strange timing for the African Nations Cup, as everyone's been saying, but it is what it is, I guess. All right, so last question. Looking across the globe, standing from your vantage point 10 miles above the earth, who do you think has been the revelation of the year? Who's the best player out there who you hadn't heard of previously in any league, anywhere?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. I have to say, there's a couple I think that warrant some attention here. Elano from Manchester City.
Ah, very good pick, yeah.
Guy's been absolutely brilliant. He was a no-name basically coming into the Man City squad.
Yeah, Shakhtar Donetsk. We saw him here at Soldier Field before the season began, and he was unbelievable.
He's a great player, and a lot of people say that South American players can't adapt to the English game. It's too physical and too quick for them. But this guy, barring a couple of injury setbacks he's had lately, has been absolutely lights out. Very impressive.
Yeah, that free kick that he scored was unreal.
He makes that team go and he provides a nice balance with Petrov in the midfield there. So I think, you know, he's a player that's definitely going to warrant some attention for some of the bigger clubs. Another player is this kid, Emily. I've known his talent, and he's been good. He's been a solid performer, but just the numbers he's putting up for a wide player is impressive. You know, I mean, the only other wide player I've seen put up numbers of it is Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got, I think, 7 or 8 goals already and a handful of assists, and the kid's just steady. He's fit, he's quick, and, you know, I'm impressed with the way he's played. You know, kind of surprised in that, you know, that matter. I think he's exceeded expectations.
Is Sven, does that make Sven the manager of the year so far?
This manager of the year, I mean, sure, he spent the most money. I don't know. I mean, I got to look at Redknapp for manager of the year so far. I mean, he's got a team that, you know, basically, I wouldn't say no-name players, but I would say they're in the second tier of the top of the international players. And, you know, they're, what, 5th place right now. I mean, absolutely brilliant, you know. He's really built that squad up. You know, he's been there. He doesn't have the money to spend. He's, you know, enforced his ideals and strategy in the game, and it's paid dividends for them. And, you know, I think they're going to be a team that's going to start attracting some bigger names now because, you know, they're performing so well, and they've got some big names there already. So.
Yeah. Well, we will see. Raf, thanks for the time.
You got it, Abby.
That's it for this episode. Don't forget to check out CaptainU.com and our blog for all the latest updates, info from Captain U and the soccer world at large. Music for today's show was generously provided under Creative Commons licenses by Menkar, Nelas, Softspace, and Caminos del Sonido.